Hi, Kim Knight here, founder of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this short video, I want to talk about anxiety and look at a few reasons of why we experience anxiety, how it's created, when it is set up, and what you can do to overcome it. So, in the US, 1.5% of the population experience anxiety. And it has been found that it is set up usually around the age of 7. Now, in my clinical practice, I can say that this is exactly what I have observed. Over the past 12 years, what I found is that whatever problems we're experiencing in our adulthood, they were set up in childhood, and they were set up before or by the age of 7. And this is because in our environment, we're just soaking everything up that's happening around us, and we're automatically responding to what is happening around us. And so we form these patterns of stress and how we deal with our emotions at this early age. Now, this is really important to understand in terms of understanding that emotions and anxiety are intricately connected. And most people don't realize that. If we are experiencing anxiety, it's usually because we have a built-up, backlogged amount of emotions. So if you imagine that you have a huge soup pot in your belly, and from the moment you're born, every time something happens in your environment that doesn't make you feel comfortable, or makes you feel unhappy, or maybe even stressed and severely traumatized, because there's a huge spectrum here. From slightly uneasy to very, very traumatized. But whatever level of the spectrum we're on, when something happens that makes us feel unhappy or stressed, we automatically generate emotions inside of our body to protect ourselves. So emotions such as fear or anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, grief, guilt, shame, all these emotions. And so what we've observed is that a lot of people, when they're experiencing anxiety, it's really because they have this backlog of emotions. And if we clear the backlog of emotions, then the anxiety is going to reduce. Now, what we therefore have to do is we have to learn how to identify what we're feeling. We have to go underneath the anxiety, and rather than just generalizing what we're feeling as anxiety or stress, we have to start identifying and labeling our feelings because different feelings will require a different solution. So, for example, if we're sad about something, we're going to have to do whatever we need to do to clear that sadness. If we're afraid about something, we're going to have to do whatever we need to do to clear that fear. So, different emotions require different solutions. Now, whilst I'm talking about emotions, it's also important to recognize, and I'm sure you probably do, that anxiety is also a physiological state. So, when our body is in an anxious state, literally, physiologically, our body is in a certain state. And we could say, on the one hand, that it's in the stress response. It's highly likely that the stress response or the sympathetic nervous system response is switched on. And when we're stressed and when we're worried or when we're frustrated and angry, which are often very common underlying emotions to anxiety, this is going to affect our diaphragm. So the diaphragm is a muscle that is like a dome-shaped muscle that separates our torso. So you could say the heart and the lungs are above it, and all our other organs are beneath it. Now, our liver sits quite tight up to the diaphragm under our right rib, and our stomach sits under the diaphragm on the left-hand side. And if we have a lot of worry, fear, anxiety, or anger, frustration, which are all held in these organs because different emotions are held and also generated inside different organs, then that is going to affect our diaphragm and it is going to affect our breathing. And we're going to get very tense in that area and we're going to start chest breathing as well. We'll find that we won't be breathing deep into our belly like a child does. We'll be chest breathing, and we'll actually find it quite difficult to take a really full deep breath into our belly, and we're going to get quite a lot of stuckness around the diaphragm where the liver is and where the stomach is. So this is just a useful piece of information to know, and sometimes this can be helped with body therapy. Now, if the diaphragm is in play here, which it will be, now the diaphragm is related to the lungs and the large intestine. And when we breathe properly, our diaphragm moves down as we breathe in, and then it expands upwards again as we exhale. Now, if we can learn to breathe properly, that can actually start to reduce our anxiety. So we have to learn abdominal breathing, which means we have to literally learn how to expand our abdomen 360 degrees forwards, backwards, sideways, in order to take a really deep breath. And that will help to reduce anxiety. We also need to learn how to bring ourselves into the present, because often when we're anxious, we're actually worrying. So worry is a mind habit. It's not an emotion per se, it's a habit of the mind. And unconsciously, what we're trying to do is protect ourselves from whatever traumas that we experienced in the past, which are still actually running unconsciously inside of us. If we bring ourselves into the present moment, then we stop ourselves being in the future with worry. Because when we're in the future with worry, it really means that we've got some sort of fear running and we're afraid the bad things are going to happen again. And it may not be the same bad things that happened in the past, but it'll be some new version of something bad that's going to happen in the future. Or it could be a similar issue that we're afraid of happening again. But either way, there's a lot of fear, there's anxiety, there's worry. And if we bring ourselves into the present moment, usually we're okay. There may be stuff going on, but usually we're still okay. So we have to learn the art of being present. And what we also need to do, really, for complete holistic healing, is we need to go back, identify whatever the issues were that originally set up the trauma, the stress, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, and we need to clear those issues. And this is what the Knight Method of Transformation does. It uses all these different approaches, a variety of strategies to help clear issues at their root. So I hope this has been useful, and I'll see you in the next video.